This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome, I'm Suze, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch. And it's my absolute pleasure to spend the next hour with you taking a look at some of the things that may have gotten in your way in the past. And we just invite you to sit back, maybe make yourself a cup of tea or pour yourself a glass of water, and we're going to look at ways that you can stop beating yourself up and putting yourself down, because the way that you speak to yourself will come out in how your life works and what is working for you and what is not working for you. And so give a shout in if you'd like to chat about anything that I'm talking about today, or ask any questions, or maybe do some repatterning on the air. The number to call in is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And I'd just like to, right off the top, just let you know that how you focus on your day is going to be how your day plays out. And so we've got a couple of exciting things that you may want to take a check on. One of them is the brand new app. We had it last year for 2013. It's called 365 Repattern. And as many of you know who have been listening to the show, I developed the belief repatterning technique to train our subconscious mind to go to the positive side for you as if by habit. It occurred to me that trying to think positively was a little bit like, you know, you can't be positive all the time if you're trying to do it consciously, because your mind is not wired that way. And my background is in educational psychology and how the mind works to learn. And I thought, I wonder if I could just teach my mind. What if I could just teach my mind to think positively for me? And so that's what the belief repatterning technique is all about, and what we talk about every week, Thursdays at this time. And looking forward to chatting with you today, and maybe giving some thought to what's happening in your world that you may need a little repatterning, reframing on, re-looking at, that's going to support you in a different way. So the 365 Repattern app is available in your app store, whether you're on Apple, Android, whatever kind of smartphone or device you have, you can get it for that. It's $3.65, unless you're an Apple person, and it's $3.99 because Apple just decided that that's what it was going to be. So that gives you a word every day will come into your inbox, and it's just a way of training that subconscious mind to think of the positive. So for today, the word today was cared for, and I usually give just a little something to think about, or a little focus question or something like that. And so today's word, as I said, was cared for. And I encouraged you to think about how you're caring for yourself and how you might reach out and care for somebody and let them know that they're cared for, because we all need that in our world. So it's actually not cared for, it was cared about. And so knowing that you're cared about is wonderful. Pick up the phone and let someone know that they're cared about. Just a little reminder for the day. I know it seems really simple, but it's those simple little things that you do on a habitual basis that will create that mindset of just naturally going to the positive. Am I always happy, upbeat, and smiling? Not all the time, but when I'm not, I move myself over the line really, really quickly. So we've got Pat calling in from Wisconsin, who's feeling a bit helpless about a new duty at work, and I'm happy to help you repattern with that. Pat, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Suze.
Hi, Pat. Have I spoken with you before? Are you familiar with this work?
Yes, I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you called in. I was just going, okay, I think I know a Pat from Wisconsin. I think I've spoken to her before. So you've got a new position and you're feeling a bit, what's it about it?
Well, I'm trying to think of the word, and it's the same job I've had for more than a few years, and I was given a new duty this year, and I feel out of control, unsupported, helpless. Helpless is probably good. I'm thinking people aren't thinking I'm doing a good job. I feel
okay,
it's a mismatch.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Start right there. I can feel yourself I can feel you digging yourself into that pit while you're trying to figure out what it is. So I've jotted down some of those words, put them on the left-hand side of the page. You don't have to worry about them anymore. How, when you have your very best days at work, because you've been in this job for a while, you said, when you have your very best days at work, how do you feel?
I feel elevated, powerful. I feel like I work at a school. I am so connected with the kids, and I just almost intuit. More than somewhat, very intuitive with them. I know just the right things to say. I uplift them. It's wonderful. And I have moments like that almost every day.
Okay. So I would just like you to say something for me. This is who I really am.
This is who I really am.
And I'm bringing this to the new situation at work.
And I'm bringing this to the new situation at work.
Hey, breathe that in. And what did your monkey have to say? Did it go, or was it?
Oh, it's thinking easier said than done with this new situation.
Okay, so let's make it be easy. And let's, as you know, we're just going to do some repatterning and get your mind shifted over to the other side. But let's just hold as a belief that for the most part, you're really good at what you do. Because that's what you say. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. And that you've had a curveball or something new come up to you, and it's like and this is a really, really common place to be. You know, you can be quite confident in one area, and then something new happens, and all of a sudden it's like, yikes, what do I know here? Okay, so let's not worry about defining that word. Let's call it helpless because that's what you called it at the beginning, and we're gonna put that. How about competent or capable, or how do you normally feel when you leave work?
Oh, competent.
Competent? Okay. Good enough. So I'm putting on the left-hand side of the page helpless and on the right-hand side of the page competent. And I put a single line through the word helpless over to the other side of the page, because what we want to do is shift the energy to the right-hand side of the page into competency. Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. I recognize I've been feeling a bit helpless with this new duty, and I don't like it.
I recognize I've been feeling a bit helpless with the new duty, and I don't like it.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. Monkey's okay with that? It's probably saying, you betcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgive myself for believing that this new duty has to shake my feelings of competency.
I forgive myself for believing this new duty has to shake my feelings of competency.
Breathe that in and let it go. Monkey's okay with that?
Well, I'm trying to think how I feel about that. It's a big, important duty, and I'm having doubts that I am deserving in feeling helpless about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this feeling of doubt and helplessness. It's not me.
I don't like this feeling of doubt and helplessness. It's not me.
Breathe it in. Now, you work in a school, and so I'm going to use that to help you repattern this, and this is something that I would encourage all the listeners to do, is use something that you know when you're repatterning into something that you don't know. Because the thing is that you didn't just drop off the turnip truck, Pat. Like, you have some skills and some abilities, and normally you feel elevated and uplifted and pretty intuitive at work. Okay, so do you work directly with the kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so have you ever seen a child? What age group do you work with?
Kindergarten up through fourth.
Okay, so little guys. Have you ever seen one of those little guys feel helpless and a bit doubtful about their ability to do something?
Yes.
Okay. And what happens how do you handle that?
I feel such compassion for the poor little things.
Okay. I give myself permission to feel compassion for myself in this helpless and doubtful state.
I give myself permission to feel compassion for myself in this helpless and doubtful state.
I think I've been beating myself up, and I'm ready to be compassionate. That's how learning happens.
I think I've been beating myself up, and I'm ready to feel compassionate toward myself. That's how learning happens.
Okay, does that feel okay?
Yes.
Now, presumably, like your principal or your supervisor assigned you this duty.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they a person that you respect?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody else thought that I was competent to do this new duty.
Somebody else thought I was competent to do this new duty.
And I respect them.
And I respect them.
And so I'm going to go on their belief until I build my own.
Can I, and I don't, I can already tell my monkey's not going to agree with that, Sue.
That's okay. That's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have the crystal ball here. I know it looks like I do, but I do. Yeah, what's your monkey saying?
I think they're not paying attention to my skills. The principal's not paying attention to my skills. And doesn't really know who I am. I think they're overwhelmed, and they just put me in there because they're desperate to have somebody in there.
Ah, okay. Just because they're overwhelmed doesn't mean I need to be.
Just because they're overwhelmed doesn't mean I need to be.
I know what to do with kids when they feel overwhelmed.
I know what to do with kids when they feel overwhelmed.
And I bring that same compassion to myself right now.
And I bring that same compassion to myself right now.
They need this situation elevated, and I'm good at elevating things.
They need this situation elevated, and I'm good at elevating things.
Monkey okay with that?
Yes.
They need uplifting in this area, and they know I'm good at uplifting.
They need uplifting in this area, and they know I'm good at uplifting.
I'm also very intuitive, and this new situation calls for that.
I'm also very intuitive, and this situation calls for that.
Hey, are we all right so far? Monkey's buying along with me so far?
Monkey is.
Okay, so anybody that's listening in, what we're talking about, the monkey here, Pat and I are doing a little bit of shortcutting, but the monkey is what I call the little voice that just comes back to you and says stuff. If you're lucky, it's kind, but often it can be quite critical. And so I divided that little voice into two camps, the inner critic and the inner coach. The inner coach supports you in moving forward. The inner critic can sometimes be a little bit tough on you. And the whole point of this repatterning process is to get that inner critic and inner coach having supportive, decent conversations that move you forward. And so the inner critic will become more supportive ultimately when you can get it having a conversation with you in a nice way. So I really appreciate when you told me what the inner critic was saying is that, you know, they're not seeing my skill set here. They put me into, they just needed somebody and they plunked me in. Well, that's not a very happy place for anybody to be. But if you can start to go, you know what? They were feeling overwhelmed and they need somebody that could elevate and they know I can do that. All of a sudden.
I think they might know that I can do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I give myself permission to build my competency right where I am.
I give myself permission to build my competency right where I am.
I like being competent, and I choose to build that here.
I like being competent, and I choose to build that here.
This new duty is an opportunity for me to expand my skill set.
This new duty is an opportunity for me to expand my skill set.
And I bring compassion to that.
And I bring compassion to that. For myself and for the kids.
There you go.
Because they need it too.
Yeah, cool. Okay, now you see how your inner coach has just like jumped right in and started moving it along. It's like,
uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the situation is the situation. And any situation does not have any meaning except the meaning to which we bring it. Okay, did I? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's grammatically correct or not, but you know what I'm saying.
You said it correctly, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, and so it's like how I want to look at this. And does it support you to look at it as feeling helpless and doubtful and overwhelmed? No, it does not. So how do we shift that so that you can feel like you're elevating the situation, that you are building your competencies, that you are bringing compassion to yourself while you're doing it? And I get it. Sounds like it's not like your favorite thing to do. However, imagine how it's going to feel when it comes out the other side working.
Uh-huh.
How's it going to feel?
It will, oh my gosh, tingly. I feel tingly thinking about it.
Nice. Nice. Uh-huh. That's called your creative energy moving, girl.
Mm.
Okay. I am competent and compassionate, and I choose to bring that to this situation.
I am competent and compassionate, and I choose to bring that to this situation.
I choose to bring that for myself and the kids.
I choose to bring that for myself and the kids.
So it sounds like you've been in a school long enough to know that really the tall person gets to create what I call the culture of the classroom or the culture of the space.
Mm-hmm.
Like the teacher gets to create that. And when I was a consultant with the Calgary Board of Education, I would go to different classrooms of teachers that were having challenges. And I would say, you know, you get to change this. And but the kids are this and the kid. It's like, you're giving your power away to a bunch of, you know, 10-year-olds. Like, come on, you're the tall person. You've got more life experience here. Let's focus on what you want to create. So it sounds to me like you have a lot of compassion for the kids.
I do.
Okay. So one of the things that I used to suggest to teachers, and this works anybody in a managerial role or anyone who's got children at home, kids at home, or teachers, anybody that works with a group of people, regardless of their size, list down that group of people and then beside their name, put something that you value about them. And so take that class list and put something that you value about each of those children. And I'm going to suggest, Pat, that you do this every day. It will take maybe 5-7 minutes at the beginning of the day. And I don't know what your classroom routine is. If you have them, you know, reading quietly for a bit or as they come in, just jot down something and try to make it be a different thing each day.
Okay. There are about 100 some of them that I supervise. This is recess duty.
Okay. Okay. So then pick the ones that are the problematic ones.
Okay. That's right.
Pick the 10 that, you know, the ones, because I'm in, teachers used to say to me, well, if I could just get rid of those two kids, everything would be fine. Well, the thing is that, you know, we know that you get rid of those two kids and then two other kids show up to take the place. But if you can raise up the energy with the 5 or 10 kids that are driving you the most nuts. And so again, if somebody is supervising a large group of people and you can't do it for everybody in the group, then choose the ones that you're having the most challenge with and write down their names. And then every day, something that you value about them, and every day something different. Now, another way that you might want to look at it with kids is somebody loves this little person. What do they love about them? And then see it in the child. And then find some way to express that to that child. Okay, so let's say that you find that they're just full of energy and they're being a little overly rambunctious. And you might say, you know, John, you are so full of energy. I'm excited to see how you can channel that positively today. And then just walk away. He'll sit there kind of scratching his head trying to figure out what you're talking about. But it'll start to sink in because what you're doing is what I call in my book holding a space. Okay? So you're holding a space for them to show up because anybody that is displaying any kind of negative behavior or draining behavior or energy reducing behavior is actually doing it in an attempt to turn themselves around. So we get so sick of it that we go, enough, and then look for the opposite of it. So if you can guide or move it that way, okay? Now, if it's supervising recess duty, there's some other things that you can do to elevate yourself. You get to be outside.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get some fresh air. maybe it can, I don't know if you've got any, you know, exercise goals or any kind of fitness goals, but, you know, 10 minutes of being outside walking around sure beats 10 minutes of sitting in the staff room complaining about things or sitting in your classroom marking papers or, so see if you can tie that time into some other kind of goal that you've got. You know, if you've got a goal for healthy eating, maybe you have an apple when you're doing it or drink a bottle of water while you're on there. It doesn't have to be directly related to it, but see if you can tie in something else. And then that's going to help you also feel like it's supporting you.
Oh, okay.
So does that ring any bells for you or make any sense?
Yes, it does. And I do try to look at being outside, but I have been focusing on the negative, and I have not been embracing my own power about this. I realize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the cool part is it's easy to do. So, you know, jot those 5 or 7 kids' names down, and maybe they'll change. You know, maybe you're playing a bit of whack-a-mole. They change who's being the pill today, and that's okay. Just find something that you value about that child or find something that somebody must love about them and then make a comment to them about it.
Okay, I'm good at that. I can do that.
It's stunningly magical. I have seen whole schools turn, you know, whole school cultures turn around with that little activity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, just take a class list and just jot something down beside each kid each day and then find some way to make a comment towards that to them that day, you know? And in a way that supports them. Because all any of us need is to be watered and sunshined. You know, like that's really all.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. That makes such sense.
Okay. I'm ready to water and sunshine myself.
I'm ready to water and sunshine myself.
I'm free to remember how competent I am and be compassionate towards myself in this new situation.
I'm free to remember how competent I am and be compassionate toward myself in this new situation.
It'll be a lot more fun than what I've been doing.
It will be a lot more fun than what I have been doing.
Breathe that in. I'm a teacher who's elevated, intuitive, and uplifting.
I am a teacher who's elevated, intuitive, and uplifting.
It's easy for me, and I bring that to this new situation.
It's easy for me, and I bring that to this new situation.
It supports me. It supports the kids. It supports the admin.
It supports me. It supports the kids. It supports the admin.
It's a win-win-win. I like it.
It's a win-win-win. I like it.
I'll breathe it in. Is your monkey buying this?
Yes, the monkey's buying it.
Good. Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really common for us to get, especially when we get into that new place, and it's like, ugh, you know, whether it's something that we want or don't want, we step into that new place and we kind of go, ugh. And I just look at, you know, little kids, and they're fine in their own yard, and then you take them out to the front yard, and they get a little bit shy, and then they're okay in their front yard, but then they go down the street two houses, they get a little bit shy again, and it's normal when we're in a new situation to kind of go, ugh. You've got a skill set that you can just transfer over. And I get that it may not be your dream way to spend that 15 minutes, but make it into your dream way because you get to control your thoughts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And I can tell you it's about you getting yourself on the right side of the line, but those 15 minutes of recess will go a whole lot faster if you're spending it thinking about how do you support one of your goals or how do you find the best part of the kids rather than wishing that it would, you know, go away because then it's going to be the longest 15 minutes ever.
Oh, it is. It's a, yes. I can do this too. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to hear how it plays out for you, Pat. So send me off a note or call in again. I appreciate you calling in today to chat with me about it. Is there anything else I could be supportive for you today?
I think what you said to me was very helpful, and it's given me a lot to think about, and it's something to do, and I really needed the help, so thank you very much.
Very welcome, because the job that you're doing as a public school teacher is huge, and, you know, society thinks you, even though they don't do it out loud very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, you take good care of you. Thanks so much for calling in. It was great. And all the best for 2014 and creating what you're wanting to do to create this year.
Yes, I'm working on it, Sue. I appreciate it.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take a quick station break here. And while we're doing that quick station break, I'm going to encourage you to jot down the name of a few people in your life that just maybe rub you the wrong way. Maybe you know, just had a little kind of set to with. Maybe they said something mean or did something argumentative over the holidays or something like that. Just write down their names. And beside their names, write one thing that you do value about them. It might be the color of their eyes. Okay? It could be that they're a snappy dresser. It doesn't have to be a big, profound thing. I'm just going to encourage you to take a look at something that you value about that person. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes. I'm Suze. You're listening to Flipping the Switch on CTR Network. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coach practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, welcome back. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you. If there's something that I can support you with through repatterning today, do feel free to call in on the toll-free line. And the number is 1-877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And I'm happy to support you with repatterning or listen to some thoughts that you have or answer any questions that you have about today's topic or any other topic. I'm always flexible on that. Just wanted to let you know about an upcoming seminar that I have. Currently, we're doing a seminar called This Year's Going to Be Different and having a lot of fun with that and helping people just shift their perspective on their goal setting. If you would be interested in that, we are offering the MP3 version of the teleseminar is available online. You can go online to beliefrepatterning.com to the store and find it there. If you'd like to take it live, we'll be doing it again. I think it's maybe in
August or September. I can't remember. It is on the website. I offer it twice a year. Being an old teacher, I mean, a previous teacher, September is a new year for me as well. So that's what we'll be doing. Now, the seminar next month, and I really hope that Pat gave her email address to the station so that we can send her a note. I forgot to ask her to do that. But if you didn't, Pat, and you're still listening, could you call back in and give your email address to them at the station so that we can send you an invitation to an upcoming teleseminar? Anyone who calls in receives a complimentary seat in a teleseminar with me and different topics each month. So in February, the topic is relationship matters. So the world is uncertain enough without being uncertain about your relationships. And so we're going to use repatterning to build effective ways to change relationships by shifting up your energy. So I did give one example of that when I was talking with Pat about how looking at people, and I gave that as a thing to think about over the break, looking at people that you've got some challenges with and finding something that you value and now find some way to send that energy to them. You can do it energetically. You do not have to speak to them directly. If you're working with people in a direct supervisory role or in a teaching position, it's best to do it directly. But if it's just, you know, your brother-in-law, or I don't mean just your brother-in-law, but if it's somebody that's just in your life, you can just send them those thoughts energetically. You do not have to say anything out loud to them. We will, during that seminar, which will be running February 6th, 13th, and 27th, so we do two, with the seminars, what we do is we do two 75-minute interactive teleseminars. We do limit the number of people to 12 on those teleseminars so that we make sure that everybody gets a chance to speak and gets their questions answered. And I will guide you in observing the role that you've played in those relationships and help you shift your perspective on what is in order to create what you would like to have. So whether it's a friend, coworker, parent, sibling, or spouse, we can all benefit from learning how to heal or build a better relationship. And great relationships bring joy, support, opportunity, and health to our lives. And what you will discover is that it's all about the relationship that you have with yourself and being willing to show up and bring that to a new situation. So that's the seminar that we're offering in February, and we're offering it again in August. In February, it is from 1 until 2:15 Mountain Time, and that would be noon till 1:15 Pacific Time, and you can do the math from where you live. It just happens right before this show. So if you would like to join us live, do give us a shout. You can contact us through our website, beliefrepatterning.com. And thank you to those people who have let me know that the SuzeCasey.com website needs updating. I know it. Our provider changed hands and everything had to go into static. We have no ability to update it, so we're doing a complete revamp. And it will be up, I'm believing, by the beginning of February. So I appreciate you giving us that feedback. So a little bit about, you know, maybe Let's take a look at some of the things that we do sometimes that just don't kind of fit. And so every week I send out a musings, what I'm thinking about, and often something for you to think about and maybe just employ into your life. And so this week's musings, I started out by saying I've said and done some mean things in my life. We all have. And then I feel badly, beat myself up, go over it again and again, wishing I could turn back time and take back the hurtful words. Wait, that's what used to happen. You've all discovered that beating yourself up, going over it again and again, wishing you could turn back time, wishing you could, doesn't make it better. So what do I do? Well, now when I found myself saying or doing something mean, and I'm just going to give you a little sidebar here, it's usually because you're down a quart when that happens. What I mean by being down a quart is you're hungry, thirsty, tired, or stressed in some way. You might need a hug. You might just need a break. You might need a 5-minute stare out the window, some couple of deep breaths, but you're just a little bit compromised because none of us springs out of bed in the morning, looks in the mirror and goes, I'm going to really make so-and-so's day miserable today. At least I don't believe that anybody does that. It might feel like it, but no one does. And it usually pops out and then we usually feel regret later. So it doesn't really help to stew in it. You've noticed that. So when I recognize that I'm not being myself, and that's what we're being when we say nasty or mean things or do nasty or mean things. We're not being true to ourselves. We're off. We're not behaving like ourselves. So now when that happens, I've learned to shorten the time that I hang out in the regret, and I use the slip up to move myself to a higher vibration, one of forgiveness to myself. And I was talking about that with Pat a little bit earlier, but you can use it to just go, okay, what's the opposite? How do I want to feel? How do I normally feel that this is feeling off from? And then claiming that. See, I've trained my mind to go to the positive opposite, and I've trained my mind to do it without me even thinking about it. And you can too. And it's really simple, and it's quite fun, and it's super effective, because our subconscious is actually the part of our mind that runs the show. We think that we're consciously running the show. We aren't. It's your subconscious mind that's running the show. And so if you're wondering why you keep banging up against the same walls, that would be why. Our subconscious mind runs in patterns, and those patterns are ingrained, and we keep redoing, and you're like, why do I do the same thing? Because you're in a pattern. Your subconscious mind runs the pattern, and no amount of willing yourself or, well, here, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. You know, you're really good for the first 6 days, and then all of a sudden you fall off, and then you beat yourself up, and then you're back into the old pattern. So it requires a changing of the pattern. And the way that you change that pattern is compassionately, gently, with some fun, and it'll change a lot easier than beating yourself up and wearing yourself down. So I've trained my mind to go to the positive opposite, and I love helping other people train their minds to do the same. So if you would like some support with that, do please call in today. We've got time for another caller on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. So to continue with the newsletter today, the musings, I thought, well, why don't I just give everyone in that newsletter an opportunity to do some repatterning around this for themselves, an opportunity to use whatever that experience is to learn and grow and move forward, an opportunity to get better at it each time, an opportunity to train their mind to go to the positive opposite and define yourself in that higher vibration. And you'll notice that's what we did with Pat earlier, helped her define herself as someone who's elevated, intuitive, uplifting, and then bring that to the situation. Okay, so we're going to do a general repatterning here. I'll ask you to repeat it after me and breathe in after each one. And if the monkey has something to say and you'd like my help in addressing that monkey, do phone in. Happy to chat with you. So we'll start with forgiveness. I forgive myself for believing that I have to beat myself up over what I said. I wish I could take it back, but I can't. I forgive myself for believing that I have to beat myself up over what I said. I wish I could take it back, but I can't. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. The forgiveness stage is weirdly where we acknowledge what's going on. We don't shove it under the rug or pretend it didn't happen or happy talk our way out of it. We go, yeah, ick, don't like it. I forgive myself for believing I need to stay there. Okay, the next stage is permission. I give myself permission to be kinder to myself. Beating myself up doesn't make it better. I give myself permission to be kinder to myself. Beating myself up doesn't make it better. And breathe that in and let it go. If you're having trouble figuring out how to do that, think about what you would do if somebody that you loved or cared about was beating up on themselves. And you'd go and you'd put your arm around their shoulder and you'd say, you know what? I know that you're going to get through this. I know that you are compassionate. I know that you're capable. I know that you're whatever that feeling is on the other side of the line. And they're going to hold the space for you. Like I was talking about with Pat today, that holding a space is an important part of the way that we interact with each other. And something that we'll be talking more about in the next few weeks as we move into February, the month of love and relationships. But that holding a space for the other person to show up as who they are. Hold a space for yourself to show up as who you really are at your best on your best days. And please stop defining yourself from the downside of the line. Every time I hear someone say, I'm such a loser, or I can't believe I'm so stupid, or any of those words, I just shrink inside. I can feel energetically what it's doing to every cell in their body. And it's not helpful. And I hold a vision for a world where people will learn to speak to themselves in a kind way. And when you mess up, you just go, it's okay, sweetie. Let's just try it again, because I know that you can learn and grow. I know that you're compassionate. Let's be compassionate with ourselves, and let's just learn here. Okay, so that's the kind of self-talk that will support you in creating what you want and support you in manifesting those New Year's goals and resolutions. So we go from the permission where we open up to a new possibility to choice. And this is the belief repatterning technique is these six stages, forgiveness, permission, choice being the first three. And choice takes you to what I call the line and moves you over to the energy that is starting to uplift instead of dragging you down. So I can beat myself up or I can learn and move forward. I choose to learn and move forward. I can beat myself up, or I can learn and move forward. I choose to learn and move forward and breathe it in. See, when we put the two beside each other like this in contrast, the mind goes, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. It's obvious what I want to do. Okay? And so that's what we do. We learn in contrast. We learn by having things beside each other. And so let yourself learn from that upside, put the two contrasting things together and say, which do I prefer? Do I prefer a frozen bargain basement pizza, or do I prefer a pizza made at my favorite pizza place with all of my favorite toppings on it? It's like, I think I'll go for the, you know, door number two, please. And that's what you're doing with your mind, is you're giving yourself an option that really there's only one way to go with it. Because no one's going to say I can beat myself up or I can learn to move forward and say I choose to beat myself up. That's just not going to happen. When you put those two things together, it's like if I have this or this, I can't do both. You're going to pick the one on the upside of the line, and that moves you then into that supportive energy. Okay, I'm going to ask you to just take a deep breath. I'm going to have a sip of water, because when you're doing repatterning, you need to make sure that you keep yourself hydrated. Because physically what's happening in your brain is we are creating new neural pathways. Now, you are creating new neural pathways every moment of every day. Well, maybe not every moment, but a lot of those moments. For those of you not familiar with the term neural pathway, if you think about whenever you've seen a picture of the brain and the thinking process, whenever you've seen one of those models on television, maybe on Discovery Channel, it looks like a little electrical storms are happening in the brain. And that's exactly what's happening. A thought is being connected to another thought through an electrical impulse. And what conducts electricity is water. And in your brain, that's what you need. You need water. Most of North American society are chronically dehydrated because they think that pop or juice or coffee is the same as water. And that's like thinking putting oil in the gas tank is the same thing as putting gas in the gas tank. It isn't. You need water to keep your body working properly. And another challenge that we have with a lot of the water that we have is that it's so highly chlorinated that it's hard for our bodies to process it. So whenever possible, clean, clear water that's real and that's fresh. So, you know, whether that's with some kind of a water system or a filter that you've got, just whatever you can do to get the best quality water, because your brain needs it. There's a lot of research that's showing that Alzheimer's and dementia is really related to dehydration in the brain. Keep your brain soggy, folks. It's a good plan. Okay. And when we're repatterning, we're really speeding up the process of the neural pathway building. And so drinking water is really important. I would really encourage you to keep water handy whenever you're listening to this show or if you're listening to any of the replays. We're going to continue with the repatterning here. So after the choice, we're now on the upside of the line. And many people like to stop at that choice place, but it's like, let's reinforce it now. So the freedom stage is the fourth stage, and it's really where we just really try it on. We, you know, kind of fly with the idea. We imagine it. We feel into what it would be like. So I'm free to learn to be more in the positive vibration. It feels like me. I'm free to learn to be more in the positive vibration. It feels like me. and breathe it in. Now, if your monkey comes up and says, no, it's not, you're a mean SOB, then you would go back to, I forgive myself for believing I'm a mean SOB. I recognize I am mean when I haven't eaten. I give myself permission to feed myself so that I can stay the kind, compassionate person I know myself to be. I can be mean or I can be kind and compassionate. I choose to be kind and compassionate. You see how you can work these statements? Many of the people that I've spoken with when they've read the book think that the statements are scripts, and they aren't. They're just examples of conversation that you can have with yourself. And the book that I'm referring to is the book I wrote called Belief Repatterning. Subtitle is The Amazing Technique for Flipping Your Switch to Positive Thought. And it is amazing just how quickly our minds will switch over and will change. So the next stage is affirmation. And so finding an example of when you've been kind to yourself and using that. So the kinder I am to myself, like when I was, and you might fill in an example, the easier it is to learn and move forward. The kinder I am to myself, like I was when, the easier it is to learn and move forward. And breathe that in. And then the last stage is the surrender stage. I use every situation as an opportunity to learn and move forward. I use every situation as an opportunity to learn and move forward. Okay, so breathe that in. So sometimes we think it's just a word. And you know how somebody can say something some time ago and it's stuck with us? And the memory of it can still evoke a really strong emotion, whether that emotion be shame or hurt or elation or pride or joy or love or anger or ecstasy. It doesn't matter what the feeling is. Those words are attaching a big punch, and they're powerful carriers of emotion. And so I'm focusing today on helping you remove those barbs from the slings and arrows that have been tossed your way, that have been hanging on to you and hurting you. I hope that it's been helpful, and I'm hoping that you're finding this simple, proactive way of using words to create what you truly want, picking a word for the day and letting it be your focus. It's a great, simple, simple way to do it, and you can do that through that 365 Repattern app that we spoke about earlier. Jimmy, who's calling in today from Texas, and Jimmy's called a number of times and is a huge user of belief repatterning. How are you today, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well, and just wanted to get a quick word in and say thank you for the email musings this week. I'm keeping that, you know, in my purse, carrying it with me, looking at it several times a day. That was just such a perfect kind of guideline. And the caller that was on earlier, just every time I encounter some of your stuff, I learn something from it. There's always something, you know, that I can use that's improving. And I just wanted to say thank you so very much.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Jimmy. It was okay when you read the part where I said sometime I do mean things and say mean things. You're okay with that?
Well, yeah, because, you know, what's tough love besides that sometimes?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, I, as you know, really maintain, you know, don't be putting anybody on a pedestal, because we all fall off when we're down a quart. And it's just how we get back up again and how we treat ourselves when we're in that space. And one of the things that I've really noticed in working with you over time is that you're being much gentler and kinder to yourself.
Yeah, when you said that, we all do that when we're down a quart, just the analogies and the phrases you have like that are so helpful to me, because, like you said, we usually are so much harder on ourselves than we would dream of being on anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, when somebody's hard on me, it might motivate me just to get out of the pain, but it doesn't motivate me to grow. It only motivates me to get out of the pain.
Right. Right.
You know, when we're hard on ourselves, it's not motivating. And, you know, I will often say to people in my life, will you quit beating up on somebody I love? I don't want you to beat on somebody I care about. I see you beating up on somebody that I'm really fond of. Could you ease off on that person a little bit? And they kind of look at me and I say, I'm talking about you. You're beating up on yourself. Please stop.
Right.
It hurts. It hurts to watch. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we can do for the people around us that we care about, is just encourage them to just be kinder to themselves. And as we're saying it to them, let it drip on yourself. And so you can say, you know, to them, be be a little bit kinder to yourself. And then in your mind, you can have your inner coach say, "And I'm learning to be kinder to myself every time I remind somebody else to be."
Yeah, that's really good because, you know, part of my things in the past that I've been releasing, dissolving with working with you, that maybe if you've got a minute to do a little repatterning before you go of, you know, I'm being the one that has to make it better, you know, that it's my job to pacify the family angst or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed how well it works?
Well, that's the confusing part, that sometimes people will let you do that. Just as long as you'll keep doing it, they'll just keep taking it from you and saying, "Thank you very much."
And then what happens to you?
Yeah, then I'm emotionally or energetically bankrupt for a while, and I'm, you know, that's when you get the two quarts low and things really go, you know, south in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have just a couple of minutes left, but how when you're trying to make it right for somebody else, how do you want them to feel?
Peaceful and happy and safe.
Okay. I give myself permission to be peaceful, happy, and safe within me.
I give myself permission to feel, to be.
To be.
Peaceful, happy, and safe within me.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, what'd the monkey have to say?
Monkey said, "Oh, that's a really good sip of energy water."
Mm-hmm. Whatever we're, you know, I often call this the football complex. And I call it the football complex because when I was a little kid, my brothers, who are older than me, gave my dad a football for his birthday. My dad really wasn't interested particularly in a football for his birthday, but my brothers really wanted one.
Ah.
And so I call this, when we give to everybody else what we're really wanting for ourselves, I call it the football syndrome, okay?
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so when you see yourself giving to others, especially if you're over-giving, Jimmy, and you know when it goes to over-giving because it's draining you, then it's just like, and I let some of this drip off on me on the way by, okay? Or, you know, I give some of this to myself now.
Okay.
And then, you know, go do something that allows you to feel that peaceful, secure space within yourself. If that's what you're trying to create for them.
Thank you. That is such a great insight. I am so glad that I've got in on the end of the show to at least.
Well,
I thought I was just going to call in and say, "Wow, you know, thanks. I found this good." And then you give me something that's just really great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in, and thanks so much for doing that. I appreciate you calling in. And we're just coming up to the end, so I'm going to love you and leave you and send you a hug.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. So thank you so much to everyone who's listened in today. And for those people who called in for Jimmy and Pat, thank you so much. Because when you come forward with what's going on for you, it helps somebody else. And I know last week when I was working with Suzanne, I said on air about, you know, because I worked with her the whole hour, and I could feel that she was kind of feeling she was taking up too much time. And I said, you know, please know that what you're doing is really helping a lot of other people. I received so many emails and comments on my Facebook page about how that helped, helped people. So do send me a note on my Facebook page, Suze Casey, or send an email, office@beliefrepatterning.com. We love to hear from you, and I will bring forward your comments on air next week. You know, I haven't even thought about what we're going to talk about next week. So if you've got an idea of what you'd like me to address, send me a note and I'd be happy to do that. Meanwhile, know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. I'm Suze Casey. It's been a delight spending this time with you. Have an awesome week. Take care.